This is the Amateur Fanboy Podcast with your hosts, Chase Aguirre and Mike Artaza. Now, you haven't heard from us for a bit, but are we going to talk about the Warriors losing, Toronto winning? No, we're going to skip all that shit because you know it.
If the Warriors had won, we wouldn't have been
We don't even have to talk about it.
Right.
We're going straight. No, the reason why, we're still going to talk about it, but we're going to wait.
Okay. All right.
We're going to talk about the big breaking news of today.
Uh-huh.
What day is today?
It's Anthony Davis' a fucking LA Laker day.
Oh, and what was offered? Well, you know what? Before we go through it, I'm going to let Chase just jump in because, you know, if you listen to our podcast, you know that Chase has been preaching this, you know, to the choir for until, you know, the choir's dead at this point. So he finally, you know, they resurrected. Everyone's jumping ship and everyone's coming on. And here's Chase. Just I'll let him go.
So Mike asked me, it was a couple podcasts ago, right? You asked me, you're like, who the Lakers going to take with the fourth pick? I was like, Anthony Davis. You're like, oh, really? I'm like, yeah, we're trading the fourth pick. That pick will not be a Laker. Well, fast forward about 2.5 weeks, and here we are. Anthony Davis is a Los Angeles Laker, and I just gotta say, Mike, I told you it was gonna happen. I know you believed it. I know you started coming to terms with it.
I knew it was gonna happen.
But I told you we were gonna keep one of the four. We did. Kuz is not exactly who I wanted, but I'm cool with it. Mm-hmm. We kept one. Still got Wagner. The picks, you know, at the end of the day, that is what it is. That's down the line. We'll worry about that when we get to
it. It's the price of doing business.
It's the price, honestly, of what I've heard. It's from what a few things might be what keeps the Pelicans to make the deal in 30 days, which is when the Lakers can get their max cap space at like $32 million, which will help them down going forward mm-hmm. with their roster build. But, God, I can't stop smiling right now. Anthony Davis is a Laker, and I cannot be more fucking thrilled right now.
At the end of the day, though, regardless of what you got, you had to get a star, and you got it. You got to get it now.
And now you've seen the narrative shift. We've already Mark Stein reported not too long after the trade went down. Kemba Walker is going to be a target. And
we saw that Jimmy Butler a couple weeks ago.
Jimmy Butler is target. Got interest. I mean, it's the narratives. I said as if the Lakers got an AD trade done, the narrative would start to shift.
Now it's like, who wants to join this? The West is open. Yep. Who wants to win a championship? Basically,
exactly. And I'm telling you right now, the Lakers should not have a problem building this roster around those two guys.
Yeah, I agree. I think it two things to me. I think after what happened with Klay being injured, KD, you know.
And that's huge.
I think that opened up for the Lakers. Let's make a deal now and let's build this team because we have a chance to win now. And I after seeing this, I'm not sure. I'll say this. I have high chances they probably will going to go to, you know, the finals this coming year, but I want to see what they bring. I'm not saying that they're not going to make it. I mean, you got AD, he's the, you know, one of the best big men in the league. You got LeBron who can still, you know, he can play all positions
on
the court.
You got two top seven players.
I'm not trying to overhype them, but I'm not saying that anyone is, but I can see what there is a chance. There's a way for them to make it to the finals, and
there is.
I'm not going to make any predictions outside of they're going to probably make it to the finals because I don't think I'm going to predict, you know, who's going to win the championship because a lot of things can happen here to, you know,
that's
next
fair.
Year.
Yeah.
So at this point, if I had to put money on the West, it's going to be on the Lakers because the Warriors, they're probably going to, if they make the playoffs, because Klay won't play till, you know, April potentially, maybe, mm-hmm. maybe, you know, May, I'm not sure. It takes by the time he makes the, you know, the comeback, you know, and if KD, if he, for whatever reason, re-signs, which to me makes more sense for him to re-sign, but if he does, he ain't playing this season regardless. And if he does, he might play, you know, at the end, if for whatever reason the Warriors were able to make a run again, he's not going to play until, if they make it to the finals, if that. So it's really Steph and a bunch of trash players around him. They're probably not going to make the playoffs.
It's Steph and Draymond.
Draymond.
It's Draymond.
And so to me, and Draymond, to be honest with you, if I'm the Warriors, I might look to trade him this. You know, at this point, you know you're not going to win a championship this coming season.
You should be taking calls on just about every guy.
He's leaving after the season. Mm-hmm. So I think you trade him. You try to re-sign Klay. If KD re-signs, then you work for not this year, you work for the following year. Because I think you just take this year as a loss, get potentially a good pick in the draft, you know, get another player.
Yeah.
And you know, try to do your best, and you know, you're opening a new season with. But going back to the Lakers, and I'm ranting on the Lakers on the Warriors, which I'll do later.
That's fine. We can. Do that.
But so with good. The Lakers. Yeah, I would say, you know, they potentially will have $28 to $32 million. I guess it depends on the $4 million trade clause Anthony Davis's
really
roster.
Minting,
it doesn't matter.
Yeah, if we're minting words, if a free agent
doesn't matter because if they're gonna get a player, they'll figure things out.
Exactly.
They'll trade players, assets.
Yeah.
Who knows? Kimba might take a huge discount to come. And he said he would take a discount to stay in Charlotte. It doesn't seem like Charlotte's going to want to keep him, which to me is mind-boggling.
Yeah, they should be offering him the
kitchen. I would just give him the max, the super max. Who cares? What stars you're going to get in the next couple seasons?
That's
not going
to
happen.
Like, not offering Kemba the max, like, you're going to be able to attract a Kawhi or attract a KD
someone
else. Like,
they're not attracting anybody.
But that's what I'm saying. He's your free agent.
If he,
you keep him.
If he's willing to re-sign and even take a discount, to me it's like, no, dude, just here's the money. Just keep us relevant because, unfortunately...
Put butts in seats.
The only way they're going to ever be good is if they draft a LeBron James and somehow, you know, a best player in the world.
Yeah.
They're only, really, unfortunately, and it's a lot of most of these teams in the league, you know, the Bucks. They got one of the best players in the league. Toronto lucked out and ended up getting Kawhi on a cheap trade.
Yeah.
That and who knows if he ends up staying, but it's worth it because they got
finals out of it.
They got a championship.
And a championship.
So if he leaves, regardless, that I think it's worth it. And he's still going to be a big star in their mind, regardless, and they're going to love him. But yeah, the Lakers. I'm not necessarily thinking they need to get a third star. To me, I would prefer to be able to build out a better bench. Maybe get some shooters. To me, I would be fine with LeBron playing point guard. Put AD at center. Put Kuz at power forward and just get a couple shooters and a good bench, and I think you had a chance to make a run at a championship this season. I don't think you need to go and, because to me, if you put another $27 million towards a player, then you're really gonna kind of make your bench not very good as well as you'd like. But to me, we'll see how it plays out because you could get like a good player that's not a top, top money that you have to spend. You don't have to give out another max contract. To me, I would prefer to keep two stars and sign a good player, some good shooters, and I think you can make a run. I'll let Chase go through and tell what his spew is for this offseason.
I've been on Twitter all day. I've listened to a couple Lakers podcasts that dropped. Anthony Irwin dropped his Locked On Lakers podcast. Listen to him and Pete. Amazing guys. They do great work.
They come on the pod sometimes.
Yeah,
they're good friends of ours.
I'm actually getting, speaking of Lakers podcasters, I'm actually getting Harrison Fagan on Friday for our...
Before the draft.
After the draft.
The
day after the draft,
okay.
Yeah. So we can,
I don't think it matters now.
Yeah, so we can talk about Anthony Davis.
We can talk about free agency.
Yep. So that's going to be fun. But so what I'm thinking is, look, I love Kyrie. I love Kawhi. I love Jimmy. But if you can't get one of those guys, it's really not the end of the world.
Mm-mm.
But
to be honest, you might be better off not getting them.
But I think if you add Kawhi or Kyrie to AD and LeBron, you can. I mean, I'm not saying guys like, Bojan Bogdanovic or like these Danny Green, these guys are going to come for like nothing. But you can, like,
oh, but they will.
Who the hell is not going to want to play with those
three
guys?
To be honest with you, I don't see why they don't come even if you don't sign a third star. To me, you'll see with the Warriors, they got David West on a cheap contract a couple years ago.
Yeah.
Miami, when they had LeBron, they had a bunch of guys who want to, they know they're going to win a championship, so they were just willing to, they're at the back end of their career, they took the minimum contract, that minimum, they basically, were bench players, but they were better than that. This is what's going to happen with the Lakers. I'm predicting it. They're going to start getting players that they shouldn't get because they don't have the money to give it to them, but they're going to get them.
Now, hear me out on this when I say what I'm about to say, and you can probably say, it's just, he just said it's just to be this or just this and that because, it's LeBron and whatever. But LeBron posted on Instagram about an hour ago. He's welcomed AD to LA, and the last thing he put in was just the beginning, .. That tells me
he knows.
LeBron knows he's got someone else in the bag. I don't know whether it's Kyrie.
I don't think it's
Kemba.
If to me,
it's got to be Kawhi or Kyrie.
Yeah, and it's probably not. I don't know who. Jimmy could be another option because he did have.
I wouldn't mind Jimmy at all. Any of those three works.
It could be Jimmy doesn't re-sign. I want to say that I'm going to give the benefit of the doubt that Kawhi doesn't leave Toronto, which is still, I mean, his family have posted things and we don't know, but
But I'm going to say this right now. And I know we've been talking about the Clippers.
If he leaves Toronto, he's going to go to the Lakers. Yep. There's
it's
no point
Toronto
to
or LA. The yeah. Lakers. That's it. No Clippers, no mm-hmm. no Brooklyn,
he,
no
he
nothing.
He would be dumb to me if he to come to the West and not join the Lakers. I would make more sense if he stayed on the East.
Yeah.
And he went to a team.
Yeah.
If it's not Toronto. But I wouldn't come to the West if it's not with the Lakers. Because unless somehow he decides to, for whatever reason, join the Warriors, which is not going to happen. He just beat them. There's no need to go to them.
Yeah. You do the opposite of what KD did. Beat the Warriors and actually go to the Warriors.
I want to actually talk about the Warriors here in a little bit.
We can
because
talk about
there's some things on the Warriors fan that I don't agree with and vice versa. But sticking with this, my prediction is that they don't sign a star, that they sign some good players, and they build out a bench. Because to me, you have an older LeBron James. You don't want to have him on high minutes. You want to have some players that can, you know, rotate in, give him some refresh, you know, some time on the bench. And I wish the NBA, unfortunately, they put that rule where they can't just, like, skip games.
Yeah.
Load management. Fuck. I would just pretend to have an injury.
Kawhi, KD, or not KD, Kawhi and LeBron did that a lot last year.
So, to me, you kind of want LeBron for the playoffs. You're going to make it. You're going to have talent. To me, let AD handle the, you know, who cares if he's leading points. Just be healthy, get a good core, and make a run at the playoffs. Because that's all. It doesn't matter to me if you're the first seed or the eighth seed. Just get there, and LeBron will go crazy.
Yeah. I mean, you showed it a couple years ago. They were, like, the 2-3 seed in the East, and they just blew by. Because
you can't have him playing how he did last season, trying to carry the team, or how he did the year before with Cleveland. He was the only reason they made it to the finals.
Anthony Davis already will lighten that load for him. But I'm going to double down on what you say when you say they should build around that, because we saw what happened with the Warriors. They signed five all-stars. Mm-hmm. They had Boogie, they had KD, they had Klay, they had Steph, and they had Draymond. And that bench was just trash.
Exactly.
That bench wasn't
good. Yeah, they had so much money on their front five. I
will
say they did have money in Iguodala and Livingston.
Right.
But those are older vets that should, be honest with you, they should have probably let them go.
Yeah.
And Iguodala has been a huge in the finals this past, you know, he kept them, you know, going. But to be honest with you, I would have rather have put money on different things because, you know, Livingston has not played good at all.
Yeah.
I don't know. Sometimes it's better just to let go and kind of find some fresh people on your bench. But like I said, it would make more sense, like I said, is to not sign a third star, get a good shooter, maybe two good shooters, and then find some bench, you know, quality, good bench players.
But we can agree that either way, the Lakers should be able to, are pretty much in a good, really good
regardless,
spot.
Regardless, yeah, they're gonna be the talk of the town. They're gonna be...
I'm fine with whatever route they go. If they get a third star and build around that, great.
There's no
excuse.
If
they go and get it and build good, solid, you know, Bogdanovich, Seth Curry, Danny Green comes to mind, Patrick Beverley comes to mind, just... guys like that, you know, 3-and-D guys. I think that's how Anthony Irwin described it on the Locked On Lakers podcast. 3-and-D guys. Guys that can shoot the three ball, LeBron can pace out, and play defense. And that's what you need.
Exactly. To me, like I said, I put LeBron, let him play point guard.
And I'd be fine with that.
And
Anthony Davis or
LeBron, I want to see what they do at the point guard position, regardless if LeBron's playing that, because they got to come in with some quality bench players.
I think Alex Caruso is going to be a guy that you're going to hear
a lot. I'll be honest with you.
Name's going to come up a lot.
If I'm Seth Curry, I'm a free agent coming up. I'm a pretty good, you know, bench point guard. I can shoot the three.
Yeah.
I can rotate and play shooting guard. I would probably think of taking a cheap deal just to come to the Lakers and play the rotation at point guard.
Yeah.
That's an idea, because to me, I think he does have an injury concern. That's why he's always kind of been under the radar. I think he's a good bench point guard. He's probably one of the better point guards coming from off the bench.
Yeah.
So,
like I said, the more depth they can get for this team.
And he's still young.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he's like 27.
Let's not forget, I mean, guys like Wagner is that solid wing depth. Bonga is, he'll have a chance in Summer League to grow more, but like these guys are going to get their chance.
Now, moving on, because we've talked about the Lakers a lot right here, the Pelican side. I really like this deal for both teams because it makes sense for each team.
It does.
The Lakers get a win now situation, which they needed to do.
But
the Pelicans get
I'll let you finish.
The Pelicans get some good, decent assets in picks and potentially 7 years worth of picks because they have, what, 3 first-rounders and 2 swaps. Is that correct?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then they have Lonzo Ball, who potentially, I think he gets traded on draft day. I think he gets traded for a top 10 pick.
I think they're more likely to trade the 4th pick for more picks, but I mean, it could happen.
Don't see Lonzo Ball staying, and I think he would be a good fit. Imagine Drew Holiday. I think Drew Holiday, I would keep him personally, but it wouldn't surprise me if he gets moved.
Yeah.
I
mean, they have him, sorry to interrupt, but they have them taking Jarrett Culver, which is a point guard in the draft. I mean, if you're going to take Culver with Holiday, I mean, Lonzo becomes expendable at that point.
Well, exactly. So Lonzo is basically a backup at this point. Yeah. I think regardless, he's a backup at that location. To me, you go get the Bulls. If they're offering the 7th pick in the draft, I would trade him. I think you have a young team. I don't really want to hear Lonzo's dad talking. He is a good player. He has a potential to be a really good, great player. But I think, I don't know, I want a bunch of shooters around Zion at that point. So, and Drew Holiday would be a good, you know, I think he's going to be a good fit with Zion.
Mm-hmm.
B.I. is going to be a great, you know, addition there as long as he's healthy. Hart, great shooter. Good shooter off the bench. They're going to have that 4th pick who, you know, we'll see what happens with that if they actually keep it. They could also trade it potentially if Beal comes on the market. I'm not sure if that will happen.
I don't know that they'll trade it for a vet like Beal, but But I can see them trading it for more picks and getting more draft capital.
I know there was rumors that they were looking to trade the 4th pick for a vet player. So that's where that rumor came from. I'm not sure. The thing is, I don't know what Washington's willing to do. Are they willing to give up on Beal? I wouldn't. I think you don't know what you're going to have in John Wall this coming season.
Yeah.
Beal's their only other good player there. So, and he's still fairly young. He's like 25.
Yeah.
So, unless you really like a guy who's going to be there at the four position, you're probably going to lose this. You're not going to have very many wins this season. You're probably going to be in the lottery. So, it's a toss-up. But I really like those picks, man. And I don't understand the hate on this trade on either side, because people are trying to hate that Lakers gave up so much. It doesn't matter. To me, it doesn't matter. But
sorry to interrupt you real quick, but that's so funny because all I heard all week from Twitter was, oh, the Lakers package is garbage. Oh, the Lakers package is awful. And now it's we gave up too much.
But my thing is, and this is what we've talked about a lot, who were the Lakers bidding against?
They weren't bidding against anyone.
There was a rumor that the Celtics wouldn't put Jason Tatum. I can't even say his last name. Tatum.
Jason Christ.
Jason Tatum in the trade offer. Yeah, we knew that. They weren't going to offer him.
I told everybody that, and they're like, we're waiting.
It was probably Jaylen Brown, some picks, and that's about it. Maybe some, like, I don't know, some bench players. But that's, only person the Lakers are bidding against was themselves.
But that's what I think ended up happening, why the Lakers didn't end up taking one of Ball or Ingram off on top of Kuzma or even Hart, is because I'm not saying it would have happened, but I could have totally seen the Pelicans if somehow Jaylen, and we'll find out maybe in the next coming days if the Celtics actually had made that Jaylen Brown plus picks offer. But I could have totally seen the Pelicans spiting the Lakers and taking that lesser offer, just like the Spurs did with the Raptors.
I will say this: Griffin did as best as he could because he's not getting the offer that they got in January.
Yeah.
But he wasn't there, so it wasn't his fault.
Right.
He did the best that he could, and I, to be honest with you, and they're comparing it with January, with the all three of the players.
Mm-hmm.
But if you right now traded Kuz, what would you get back?
Probably a late first round pick, maybe an early second.
So right now, at that time in January, if you would have traded for AD, that pick to me would have been probably 15-20, right?
Yeah.
And. See, that's where the criticism, they didn't get the same amount that they did, but they got the 4th pick. To me, it was like, they didn't get another player, but they're getting the 4th pick. They wouldn't have gotten that.
But the only thing I will say is that about the deal in February to the deal now, they had us taking Solomon Hill in that deal.
Yeah,
and that is, I think, would have been more of a win for them than what they got.
Not really,
but
they're not gonna.
But it's really mincing apples and oranges.
It really is, because they do have a bad contract in Solomon Hill. But they're going to be, they're not in a playoff chance. They're not going to go far. It doesn't really matter. They're going to, that's going to be off the books here in what, 3 years?
Yeah.
2 years?
I think the Pelicans have a lot of promise with everything that they got. Yeah. And I love the core. And I still believe the core, if we had to run it with LeBron, could have made a playoff run this year.
If everyone was healthy.
But here's the difference between what the Pelicans currently have and what the Lakers don't have. The Lakers have LeBron James. The Pelicans don't have that.
Yeah, but the Pelicans aren't going to be in the, they might be in the playoff pursuit, but they're not looking that way.
No, exactly.
So, but they're in a different phase. Look, the Lakers are in a win now situation. The Pelicans are not.
Yeah.
This isn't, they're not building to win right now. They're building to, you know, a core around Zion.
Yeah.
So.
And it all comes down to how much potential Zion actually, not how much he possesses necessarily, mm-hmm. but how he actually accumulates to the next level, and we expect him to do well. I believe his worst case scenario is he's
Blake,
like,
Griffin.
You know, Blake Griffin. You know, he's
well.
He's,
look, his above ceiling. Average. His ceiling is LeBron James.
Yeah.
His floor is Blake Griffin. So, that's a huge drop off.
Yeah.
So it's a huge drop-off. His floor is very low compared to his ceiling.
And the Pelicans will take somewhere right in between that, and they'll be happy.
I think Zion will be. I don't think he'll be AD, but he'll be. He's going to show kind of, he'll be better than a Blake Griffin because I think he's going to be a better shooter than Blake Griffin.
Yeah, of course.
I just want to see, honestly, I love Blake, he's way more athletic.
Yeah, and that's crazy to me, but yeah.
But I want to see how his transformation, he's got to transform his body. He's got to kind of get that fat and turn it into muscle.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we're going to see a transition, not this year, but next year. I think his second year in the league, as long as he's healthy, is going to be, he's going to go from being a really decent looking player this season to, like, they're gonna be like, he's a top 10 player, and we're like, what, this is only second year, he's not a top 10 player. He's gonna hit that hype that we're gonna be talking about. Like, he's gonna be overhyped.
This isn't me shitting on the Pelicans deal, and I know you might think it is, and the people
go for it, just spit it out.
Look, so Lonzo's great and I think he's a phenomenal player, but Brandon Ingram, he's great too. But Brandon Ingram is also a restricted free agent after next year. So they're going to have to, you know, they're going to have to pay him at some point. Mm-hmm. So,
like, they're going to have money to do it,
and they will, but that roster could look a little bit different in a couple years. So, you know, they did well with it, but there's still going to have to be some moving and shaking in the next couple
years. Why I think Lonzo gets moved. Because he, not this season, but the following season, he's going to have a contract, you know, negotiation. If he's off the bench, he's, you know, he might, I don't know. I don't know what you do in a restricted free agent on his end.
I think you could package Lonzo and B.I. and probably get a guy like Beal. I think you could.
I wouldn't move B.I. I think he, to me, he's way more special than Lonzo. I think he has that elite trait.
So you think they would match anything in a restricted free agent offer after next season?
Oh, yeah. Who else are they going to pair next to, you know, Zion?
That is true.
Drew Holiday might get moved.
Yeah.
So they have the money to do it. So
yeah, your core for the next couple years is probably B.I.
And what? Where are they going to? They're probably going to pay him 20-something million a year. They can afford that.
No, it's not that they can't afford it. I'm just curious, like, how much faith they will have that, like, you know, obviously because
he had
the blood clot last year, and I still think he's fine. But it's, what are the Pelicans thinking?
Oh yeah, their medical staff's going to go through that, and the good thing is they have a whole season with him.
Yeah.
So we'll see how he progresses.
And hopefully he'll stay healthy for a full year, and then
if he continues to have his issues, then I'm probably gonna, you know, at the trade deadline I might trade him.
Yeah, they're gonna have to make.
They
a
still,
decision.
I guess, by the trade deadlines where they're gonna have to make the decision.
Yeah,
but I still, like I said, I think Lonzo's not on the team in what, 10 days? Is it the draft?
4 days.
4 days?
Yeah, next Thursday.
Or
this coming Thursday.
I think he's gone. To me, it makes more sense to move him because
5 days.
You don't know exactly, and you love Lonzo, and I love Lonzo. You might love him way more than I do.
I do. I still do. Even though he's straight, I still love Lonzo.
I'm going to follow his career because he's one of the more interesting people,
or at
least his family. And we know what type of game he could present when he's healthy. And he hasn't had a good offseason to this point in the NBA. So this is his one offseason where he can actually improve his shooting because he wasn't able to do that last season.
Yeah.
So he... At this point, you're pretty much trading a potentially someone, you know, a team like the Bulls or the Suns might have really high potential on him. And if you let him play and he doesn't have a good season, then his value is not nothing next season.
Yeah.
So I would rather get rid of him now. And if the Bulls, like the rumor says it, that they would offer the 7th pick for him, I would take that.
Yeah.
What do the Suns have? The 6th?
The sixth pick, yeah.
If one of those picks, I think I would take that and just build a team around Zion.
Maybe you try to see if the Suns will do something, and this might be crazy, but maybe do something like Devin Booker in the sixth pick for the four and Lonzo.
Oh.
There's something right there that could
Devin, work. Lonzo, four, and Booker, is that your offer?
I'm assuming the
Suns are probably going to try to offload some sort of contract.
Yeah,
towards,
and maybe do that, and maybe include the sixth pick or something.
Shoot.
Maybe. Yeah.
If they get Booker, I don't think the Suns would do it, though.
No, I don't think the Suns would do it either, but I think it's something that David Griffin would try and, you know, David Griffin's a smart man.
Mm-hmm.
Wants a vet. There's a vet.
I'm trying to think of another team.
You could sign and trade with the Nets for D'Angelo Russell if you wanted
There's a rumor that D'Angelo Russell is wanting to join the Boston Celtics.
He actually wants to join Phoenix. So what you could
Phoenix.
So what you could do is you could sign and trade a three-team trade. Lonzo goes to Phoenix. Phoenix gets the Nets get Booker, and D'Angelo Russell goes to the Pelicans.
But what if, but the rumor is, no, I'm talking about D'Angelo Russell. He wants, the rumor I heard today that he wants to be able to get on the Celtics side. If the Nets, and they can do a sign and trade for Kyrie, right?
I mean, they technically could.
So,
they technically could.
If he signs a restricted free agent to be able to be traded to the Celtics, they might be getting D'Angelo Russell.
Yeah, you could basically swap D'Angelo Russell and Kyrie Irving.
Yeah, and maybe, I don't know how that would work financially.
And maybe you could, you know, add some things to make it work financially, like maybe throw a contract here or a pick here.
Or even the Nets might take on Gordon Hayward's contract.
Yeah.
I mean, what the heck are you going to be pairing? To me, that's something that we continue to have talk. If Kyrie's going to the Nets, who's coming with him? I wouldn't sign Kyrie by himself.
That's why, I don't want to bring it back to the Lakers, but this is why I keep thinking, especially why I think with Kawhi. One of those guys got to be thinking, hey, I can go and win a title if I team up with LeBron and AD.
The difference, though, is Kawhi can re-sign home, and Kyrie's, he has no opportunity to re-sign.
Which is why I think Kyrie is probably more likely.
Yeah, if it's Kyrie. Jimmy Butler is another, he might just... You know, right now he might have his eyes really big because, AD just signed. He just got traded.
He actually went and liked the post.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, so. I don't know, man.
He could also be happy because maybe he's friends with AD.
Free agency is upon us and shit's about to get really wild. And you know what?
I'm
ready for it. Been waiting for this day for a while.
To me, I think the Knicks still get screwed. I think they're going to be screwed. And they might go out and try to, you know, make some, you know, when a team gets desperate, they'll go out and try to, like, do something stupid. What would be the stupidest thing to the Knicks could do at this point? Trade four or trade three?
Give a max contract to Nikola Vucevic.
Oh, God. Shoot.
Dude, I love it. I heard all summer, and I'm sorry, I'm not trying to, you know, start a bashing of the Knicks and the Celtics, but from the February deadline, we heard the Knicks are going to get the first pick. Knicks are ready to pair Zion, trade for Anthony Davis. The Celtics are ready to trade
for
Anthony Davis.
They were even in talks.
Wait for the summer, and what do we have?
KD, I think this, actually, the Knicks have KD tore, you know, his Achilles bursted, and he's, you know, to me, I don't understand why KD would go to the Knicks in the first place. Other than the big market, I would resign at this point. I would opt up on my. Well, they're willing to offer him the 5-year contract.
I think it's a shame because I think if he were 100% healthy, he could have been someone the Lakers could have looked at to pair with Anthony Davis and LeBron.
I don't even think he was even thinking about that option though.
Scoop B's.
I just don't. I know. He kept talking about. I just at this point the Lakers, which I wouldn't touch him.
I mean, I wouldn't touch him now.
At this point, no.
Because you need a third. If you get a max guy, you need a guy for now. Yeah, which is why Kyrie, Kawhi, or Jimmy makes more sense.
Well, if he goes to the Knicks, KD, you would at some point you would thought somebody would have gone with him, but I wouldn't go with him at this point.
Yeah,
I would. I don't know what he's gonna be.
No.
That's why I kind of want him to leave the Warriors because I don't know what he's gonna be, and I'm gonna have to be.
You guys might end up.
He's gonna opt up on his $31 million player option and leave next season.
You guys might end up giving them 5-year max deals to
Clay and KD, and then Draymond will be gone next season.
Man,
that would be bad, but I'm okay giving it to Clay because he can. You know, ACLs aren't as bad as they used to be, but you know your what's it called?
Achilles.
His Achilles.
Kobe never recovered from.
The good thing is he is a great shooter, so he doesn't necessarily need to go up, you know, make layups as much and things to that nature. So I'm not too worried about him, but at the same time, I am worried because he can sign, and to be honest with you, that could screw up the Warriors for the the next decade.
I don't want to rub it in your face, but 2015 when Kevin Love and Kyrie got hurt and the Warriors won due to that, and now how their championship
this
started.
This is what I want to say. We haven't even talked about it. So
yeah, you want to talk
about it? Yeah, I'll talk about it. I'm not if it was the Niners and they would have lost, it would have been different because how they lost in 2011 to the Ravens.
Yeah.
The reason why I was very upset about that one, and I was crying at that point.
Jeez.
But it's because we were never there before, besides, 1994 and years before that, when I was I never experienced it.
Hey,
with the Warriors, I got, this was my fifth championship that they were at, or the finals, not championship.
Yeah.
They won three, so it wasn't as heartbreaking because I had already enjoyed it.
Yeah.
So, and then I want to move on to, you were talking about when their first championship, when they, the past five seasons ago, when they played the Cavs, and it was just basically LeBron.
LeBron and Matthew Dellavedova.
I kept hearing about everyone, there's an asterisk there, because they were just playing LeBron. And I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? Championship is a championship, and this is the same thing I want to say now. And this is something that the Warriors fans that pissed me off is that they're like, Toronto, this is an asterisk because everyone got hurt. No one was playing. If KD was healthy, or even Klay, if Klay stayed healthy, they probably would have went to a game seven.
Right.
But to me, a championship, Toronto earned it. Regardless, injuries are part of the game. You can't take it away.
Yeah.
That's the way it is. So to me, you can't put asterisks on that.
And the Warriors still had their chances. Steph had his chance at the end. Like, they had their chances.
And it probably was a little easier to accept because they were down 3-1 at some point.
Yeah.
And so you kind of like, oh, fuck, they're going to probably lose the series. And
yeah.
You kind of, by the time they won another, and then this last game, which was, like I said, I just wanted a great series. And I got a great series.
Yeah.
And probably if KD didn't, if he didn't get injured that game, they probably would have went 7 games and 1. I don't know. And KD wasn't playing bad. He was shooting great, and which is weird. He had one practice, but he's one of the best players of all time, one of the top 10, 15 players. So, I'm not surprised. So, and again, if you're a Warriors fan and you're listening, don't be that guy who's like, hey, that's an asterisk. You guys didn't really win it. There's an asterisk to you.
I've seen a lot of it on my timeline.
Yes. I saw it a couple times. I wanted to tweet it, but I was like, whatever. I'm gonna let this person fret. To me, I was like, whatever. I enjoyed my Warriors little dynasty that we had here for 5 years, is it probably over? Probably, but you never know. If Curry can continue to shoot well and Klay can come back, and if KD, if KD does re-sign and he comes back healthy in a year or so, they could go and be fine with LeBron James and AD and whoever else they get for to go to the finals. And it's going to be a great series, and I'm excited about that because it's been, I'll be honest with you, other than the first championship, the other ones have been kind of boring because you kind of expected them to go that far and win it all. So it's kind of fun.
Especially last year.
I'm kind of bummed that everyone's injured because I think it would have been fun if KD did resign and LeBron got 3 stars on that team and the Warriors had theirs. And they would have been a great series. It would probably be them two going at it to see who would play play on the East side. So
yeah.
Hopefully we'll see what the Lakers do. I think they're in a good situation. Lakers have been shit for the past almost decade. So
decade,
almost a decade. I said
6 years.
That's long enough.
6 years. Half a decade.
Half a decade. You won in 2009, right?
We went in 2009, 2010, made the playoffs in 11, 12, and 13. 13 was the Dwight Howard, Steve Nash year.
Yeah, that was a terrible year.
Yeah.
And the crazy thing is LeBron James is the same age as Kobe Bryant when Dwight Howard came. Or he's going to be this coming season. So, luckily, AD's a little different than Dwight Howard.
Yeah, AD's 26 in his prime.
Yeah, it's crazy. We don't even know how good AD can be.
We're about to see, aren't we?
The next 4 years is basically you're getting prime AD.
Nope.
And you're going to have him as long as he resigns, which he should resign next season. As long as the season goes well, he should be.
Waj reported that it's basically a formality that at the end of the season he's going to
If shit hits the fence and LeBron and them, they don't get along, then I can see him moving. But other than that, then who knows? They might move LeBron if that happened, which is probably not going to happen.
I think everything's going to be fine.
Yeah. LeBron's pretty good at dealing, besides Kyrie. But Kyrie was immature. Did you see
the camaraderie they had? I had a frog in my throat. The camaraderie they had at the All-Star game. And
But going through all the motions, and I'll say AD is a good, besides this past, you know, he was really pushing to try to get off, but he's always been a good, high-quality, you know, person. So
yeah,
you should expect nothing but the least. That's why I would not bring Jimmy Butler in, but that's just me.
I think LeBron could get the most out of
Jimmy Butler. I'm sure you can, and Jimmy Butler's a great, great elite player and a great shooter. To me, I think, I don't know, it's just my take. I wouldn't bring him in because I want to bring high-quality players into my organization if I'm going to try to lead for a championship this season. But, you know, if he comes, he comes. But I personally wouldn't.
He's not at the top of the list of the guys I want.
Oh, sure. But he's like top five.
But I mean, if they're telling me tomorrow that, hey, Jimmy Butler wants to sign with you guys for the Mavs, I'd be like, yeah, sign me up for AD.
Well, at this point, you're happy because you already have AD.
Yeah, you got LeBron, AD, and Jimmy, and that team. You build around that team, you're winning championships.
Now, if Kawhi doesn't come to Lakers, I would assume it's just because he stays in Toronto.
I assume so, too. I'm not going to say he can't sign with the Clippers, but he is going to have a same situation, if not a little bit worse than what he had in Toronto, in a harder conference. And going, like, you really want to go up against LeBron and now AD in the same conference? It doesn't make sense to me.
Talking about that, the Clippers specifically, I'm going to jump on the boat that they're probably not going to get anybody.
Or at least
a star.
I've been saying this.
I don't know.
I've been trying to tell people they're going to get mid-tier, second-tier. They may get like a Chris Middleton, or they may get like a... I still think Jimmy Butler would probably be their best bet for a top guy if they want a top guy.
But why would Jimmy Butler go there? I don't know,
but I just think if they get desperate. But
I would say...
And I still think it wouldn't be bad, but I think Jimmy needs someone else.
I think Kimba would be probably one of the bigger... But now that he potentially goes to the Lakers... You know
what? They're going to max out Tobias Harris.
Dude, could you imagine...
God, that'd be hilarious.
Dude, I hope the media kills them because they traded his ass away just for him to max him out.
Oh. I really do.
And I will say they're probably going to be an 8th or 7th seed team. And they're, you know, somebody that you guys will probably end up destroying.
I got receipts loaded for all of it, dude. I'm ready for any situation.
They're probably, you know, Clipper fans are on Twitter after AD got traded.
It's going to be a fun summer.
And probably the worst part...
Oh, they're all salty. Oh, they're on Twitter. They're just all... I mean, not Carson. Carson's chill, but like... But the other fake, or the Clippers fans or whatever, they're like, oh, dude, LeBron gets what he wants and da-da-da-da and whatever. It's like, dude, just shut up.
Now, sticking with the Lakers, did you see Lonzo's dad, LeVar, he said?
Claiming
that. I kind of expected it.
Yeah.
I wish he would just get over about if they would have just brought all my sons, we would have won a championship. Bro, your first son was injured all season.
Yeah.
Or at least injured the back end of the season. Your other son just had surgery and he's not gonna be able to play for the whole year.
Yeah.
That's why he's not joining the G League this season. He's gonna join when the other son, the youngest, comes in.
Yeah.
Your other son, you put him in a bad situation. Now he's gonna have to go to another country to play for a season or come to the G League, which I doubt he's gonna come. I think his biggest look. You're great at building them up, but you're bad at, you know, the ideas of how to get them.
Yeah,
you should have kept them in school in the first part. All of them.
They should all have been at
except
UCLA.
For Zoe. Zoe was the only reason, the only, you know, getting him there at that point.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's better just to shut the fuck up and let your you know.
As I would say, I love Lonzo and I love the player that he will become.
But his dad's just a cancer.
But his dad just pissed. Like, I'm just so glad I.
That's gonna be the reason if Lonzo cannot make it successful. It'll be the reason why he's gonna be out of the league faster because like. If you get Lonzo, you get him because of his talent, but he's also has that, you know, you kind of always feel that thing in the back of your head where they're just beating the shit out of you.
I don't know if I don't know about you, but if I were Lonzo, I'm sure he loves his dad. I'm sure he cares. I know his heart's in the right place, but I'd be trying my best to break off any connection I could with him.
I would say, hey, look,
he's gonna ruin his career.
Just don't when you go to the media, just don't talk about me. You could talk about your other two kids, but like. You're making it worse on me.
Yeah,
like exactly. He needs to have a man-to-man talk with his dad, and I wish somebody would tell him. And maybe he did learn this season. But you have a child. You're an adult. Yes, you can listen to your dad's advice, but you have to be your own man. Like you can't be letting your dad talk for you all the time. Maybe I don't know. We'll see this offseason. I wish.
Oh, another thing. One of LeBron's former teammates, Damon Jones, tweeted not too long ago that he has some earth-breaking news that he's going to drop on Monday on Get Up. Damon Jones.
Okay, about LeBron?
I don't know, but he replied to one of the tweets under it when someone said something about whatever. It's like, I mean, you thought LeBron and AD was something. Just wait till I say what I got to say. So I have no idea, man. I'm just going to take it at face value, and I guess I'll be watching Get Up on ESPN.
I would assume it's just hype.
Yeah, it might be nothing. It might just be trying to get viewers to watch Get Up. Who knows?
At this point.
But if it's actually something, I mean,
I guess. this guy, Jason Gallagher, on Twitter this morning, this said, I was at Marshall's this morning, saw Lonzo Ball and Brandon Ingram Lakers jersey for $11.99.
Marshall does the new Bosch.
And joked to my wife, you think Marshall knows something?
I saw that.
Then we proceed to laugh and laugh. In closing, the joke was on us, and Marshall's is the new Bosch.
Yep. And then my buddy, actually, who we're going to have on Monday, Javier Hernandez, Golden Knight on Twitter, tweeted out a bunch of discount jerseys with KD. I think it was Lonzo, B.I., and one other one, all 30% off. And, you know, sure enough, here we are.
So, I don't know about KD, but Anthony Irwin tweeted a couple hours ago, if anyone's comparing this trade to the Nets trade without mentioning AD's age compared to these guys moved in that deal, they're being intellectually dishonest, which I agree to a point. I will say, I'll come back to this in 2028 and look at what they actually did with those picks. If those picks end up being, for a reason, you know, they end up turning, you know, 2024, 2025, 2027, those picks actually turn out to be top five picks and things can change. But at this point, I agree you're not trading for old-ass people. You're trading for an elite top five player in the league.
36 and 37-year-olds, what you trade for, the Nets trade for. AD's 26. And then on top of that, the Lakers not only have AD now for the next 6-7 years, so you can build around him.
I'll say five or six. Because he's going to sign for a five-year deal.
But you're going to have basically at least AD, and I think in the next 4 or 5 years with AD, even if LeBron leaves, you're going to be able to get someone to play with AD.
So, now who knows who signs? I mean, you might get Kimba on a four-year deal.
And you could still get a third guy, and then if you get that third guy, those two guys are your future after LeBron. So it's a completely different situation. And then on top of that...
By the time it's 2025 and things like that.
All the Celtics have left to show from that trade, the ones that trade, essentially the Pelicans in the situation, is Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown.
Well, Celtics... I think they've only drafted one All-Star in the past 10 years,
one of their picks from whatever just became the 14th.
The player that you trade for Kyrie, even though the Kyrie trade was really cheap, but they should have. To me, I think they should have traded Kyrie at the trade deadline, like I've been saying.
Yeah,
you knew he wasn't going to resign.
Yeah,
I would have traded him. If the Lakers at that point, I don't know, I would throw him on anyone just to get some sort of value out of him.
They should have tried to trade him for Anthony Davis. That would have been their best chance for Anthony Davis. Would have been to trade him for Anthony Davis straight up, or try to maybe...
Or even throw in Jason Tatum with
Jaylen Brown, or
I don't even know, but you probably wouldn't have kept AD.
Or the pick that they had this year at the time that could have been a lottery.
You know what? If they probably would have got AD, they probably would have signed Jimmy Butler or potentially Kawhi, but now there's no chance.
Yeah, the Celtics are literally going to... I mean, I'm not saying the Celtics can't be good, but the Celtics will be
in the playoffs.
The Celtics have legit fallen off, and
we'll see. I don't want to see anything because we don't know what's going to happen come free agency. Because a lot, you know, every team can potentially get any of these players that are available. So I don't know what they're doing because you're kind of stuck with Gordon Hayward, and he did play better at the end of the playoffs.
$32 million for Gordon Hayward.
If you could potentially get rid of him, I would just do it. You might have to just bite the bullet and try to. Maybe give him this season and then get rid of him.
You might have to throw him in a deal with Jason Tatum to get rid of him.
Not Jason Tatum. I would throw in Jaylen Brown over Jason Tatum.
Well, I'm just saying, like, you might have to give up one of those guys and throw in with the Gordon Hayward, because I don't think anyone's taking that deal straight up.
Mm-hmm.
No, hell no.
Now there's some things we haven't talked about on the NFL side. The Texans fired the GM. They went after an executive on the Patriots side. They hired a person that was on the Patriots team last season. He was basically a character guy, or like he's a pastor who helps with like character. On the day that the Patriots are giving out their rings, they had a party. He was there to get his, and he was talking to Nick Caserio, who is the high executive. Basically, he's basically GM without the title with the Patriots.
Yeah.
Outside of Bill Belichick. And they were talking, and they were filming them, seeing that, and they thought it was very odd. And then the next day, the Texans fired their GM. And so And then, of course, the Texans go out and they try to get permission from the Patriots to interview him, and they kind of lagged it. They took like a week, and then they filed the tampering charges. Mm-hmm. And then they came to an agreement with the Texans that the Texans will just lay off on not interviewing Nick Caserio, and they're this year, mm-hmm. and his contract ends at the end of the season, this coming up season. So it looks like what the plan is they're not going to sign a GM. They're going to wait until the end of the season and get this guy. To me, this is a lot.
I was more focused on like all the NBA stuff, so I kind of haven't been looking at this stuff. But I did hear there was like two separate tweets. Like one said they had a court, Robert Kraft and the Texans owner, Cal McNair, Bob McNair's son, had a cordial
meeting,
and then the other side said they had never had a cordial. All this.
Oh, I think they did.
It's all he said. She said.
I think they came to an agreement that that they'll just wait to the end of the season to sign him. And they dropped the chart. It's just a lot of weird things that happen. Things that typically you don't necessarily see. But it's just something just to talk about at this point.
Yeah.
It's something weird that you normally don't see, and teams like this don't usually mess up like this. And then the Broncos owner, Pat Bowlen, died Thursday.
I did see that.
He was 75, so rest in peace, man. He wasn't running the team at this point. I think it was his daughter. Sorry to see that happen. Cameron Jordan re-signed with the Saints. He got basically $42 million guaranteed, $52 million overall, and a three-year extension. Big money for him. Kyle Rudolph, which is a big surprise, he got extended by the Vikings, especially since they drafted Irv Smith in the second round this season. And they were really tight in money, so they probably moved a lot of money this year to future years. And they paid him $36 million over 4 years. So I think that was a bit weird, especially since you drafted Irv Smith. I would have waited and cut him next season or let him walk because I think it was the end of his contract. Other than that, Raiders got Hard Knocks, which is going to be crazy.
Yes.
You got Incognito, the crazy offensive guard. He went to a funeral home and he threatened people that he was going to kill them last year.
Yeah.
Or it was last year, the year before. And then you got Perfect from the Bengals now on that team. He's a crazy dude. Him and Antonio Brown have beef. They probably squashed it at this point. And Antonio Brown's going to be crazy. And he's still got Mike Mayock and John Gruden. So it's going to be probably one of the best seasons of Hard Knocks. Are you excited?
Huh?
For Hard Knocks this season?
I've never usually watched it, and
I don't watch it either, but I watch it on YouTube because I don't have HBO.
I'm meh on it, to be honest.
Really? I think it's great TV.
I kind of watched it a little bit when the Bengals were on it, when Chad Ochocinco was on there, and kind of a little bit, but I mean, I might watch it. I might watch it this year. Antonio Brown and Derek Carr, I think, might make it interesting this year.
It's going to be really interesting. Perfect, yeah. and Canito, so, and AB.
Did Brandon Ingram really tweet that?
What?
I gotta confirm.
What's happening?
Brandon Ingram might have tweeted something.
Uh oh. Saying bye.
No. Well, actually, it's gotta be fake.
What is it?
Because it says it's a,
just this read
tweet. It,
it
says the Lakers finna mess around and sign Aaron Brooks just to be an extra body, and that was 6 hours ago.
I'm trying to see.
And it has him in a Pelicans jersey in the whatchamacallit. So I don't know whether.
I'm Googling it. I don't see it. Oh, but the only thing he did say was he did a happy face on Instagram. Yeah,
that and then Josh Hart did he did a little smirk or whatever, too, on his Instagram.
I haven't seen Lonzo.
Brandon Ingram hasn't tweeted in freaking years.
Lonzo was close with LeBron, and I think Brandon Ingram was not. It's crazy that Kuz stayed.
Yeah, I honestly thought at a point it was going to be Lonzo or Kuz.
Dude, these guys look crazy.
But... What do you mean? They're, like in their
uniforms? Yeah, it's just crazy seeing Lonzo and B.I. In a different uniform.
Yeah, I mean, it really is.
To be honest with you, the Pelicans have potential to make the playoffs this year. I really do think so. I'm not saying they're going to go far.
No.
But I think I think B.I. had a big issue with LeBron.
Yeah.
he probably had to go regardless.
I think Kuzma and I was listening to the a couple podcasts earlier, and I think they've had some points. I mean, Kuzma was the most, he's the most mature of all the group. He's the most kind of ready to step in. He kind of gelled with LeBron a little bit, and he has the he's the best pure shooter of the three, and that's what they're going to need is 3-point shooting around that.
I think Kuz has already hit his. I think he's already tapped out. I think he is what he is at this point, and that's not a bad thing. I just don't think he's going to be, you know, I don't think he's ever going to be an elite good. You know, I think he's a good player.
Who?
Kuz. I think he's already tapped out, I think, at his potential at this point.
All we need him to be is 15, 20 points off the bench.
Which, that's what he is. 15,
20 points, get some boards, play a little defense, and rebound.
And it's crazy. If you bring another player in, you know, it's going to be tough for me to see him being. Is he going to be the fourth best player on the team?
If you bring in that third max guy, he would probably be the fourth.
I don't think so. I think...
I mean, it depends on who you get you bring around there. I mean,
If you bring another shooter in, I think AD is going to be the one that suffers.
I'll put it this way.
If LeBron...
If you bring in a guy like Bogdanović or a guy like Danny Green, then maybe he becomes the third or fourth.
I think he's going to be the third regardless.
But yeah, I think he has
Kuz.
Kuz, yeah.
We'll see, because things change when you look at, you know, he's not going to have as many opportunities.
Yeah. So it's going to be interesting.
But which maybe... Who knows? They might end up trading.
I'll say the only thing I hate about the fact that the trade's done now is like, fuck. Now what are we gonna do for fucking news for 15 days?
Well, we got the draft.
I mean, the draft, but I mean,
and after that, we don't have anything till free agency.
All it is rumors, and that's all it's been. Like, Woj can't break anything until June 30th drops, or you know.
Yeah, and we kind of know what the first three picks are gonna be in the draft. Yeah. And then
Zion, John.
We'll see what the Pelicans do with the fourth pick and Lonzo Ball.
I think if they take a guard, Lonzo is probably going to get traded. If they take Hunter or there's a big man, Xavier Hayes.
Oh,
or,
maybe they take
or a center or something. What if they go? Not, but
if they trade Lonzo for the sixth or seventh pick, they go Bobo.
Yeah. Yeah, they could do that too. That's what I'm saying. I think they would be more inclined,
because I was
taking Zion and having Ball, to trade that for more picks and get more depth.
Mm-hmm.
You get like 7, 10, and like
12, I think they have 7, Okafor, 10, right? They have who's not very good, but he was drafted by the 76ers.
Yeah, Jahlil Okafor.
He's their center.
Yeah,
basically.
They have Etuan Moore. They have Darius Miller. They have some guys.
Oh, if you throw in BI there, Hart is a good shooter.
They have some guys there that can.
They got a draft good though. But they had a hit on these picks. Yeah,
That's what I think at the end of the day. What it comes down to is how this draft ends up shaking out. Mm-hmm. And one of the Pelicans beat writers actually tweeted out what the
things. They got a draft well, and the Lakers have to win a championship.
Yeah,
that's the ultimate.
I think the Lakers will though. I think we'll get one in the next 3 years. I'm pretty confident in saying that.
I think your windows with LeBron is 2 years, and with AD, I guess it could be however.
LeBron has 2 years and an opt out opt in or out in the third. I don't know that he opts out, especially at his age. I think he's for sure 3 years.
How long?
So I think in that 3 years, you could probably get at least.
It wouldn't surprise me if he just went back to the Cavs.
I mean, that's probably what he'll do when he plays the
Suns. And just retire.
But, so this is official. This is officially what the picks are. This year's fourth. 2021 pick goes to New Orleans if it's top eight. If not, LA gets it from 9 to 30. So you assume by 2021, the Lakers are probably going to be in that 20-25 range. So the Lakers are probably going to end up getting that pick. So 2022 is where it starts.
Oh, I thought it was...
it's unprotected.
I thought it was top eight was protected.
It's in 2021.
Okay, you made it sound
but
backwards.
But that literally means the Lakers have to be a lottery team in 2021, and they're not going to be a lottery team in 2 years. So,
well, they're not going to have a pick until the swaps, which is 2025.
Well, 24. LA gets it if it goes from 9 to 30.
That's
in 2021. That's in.
Oh, I thought it was the opposite way. I thought if it was top eight, they keep it.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, of the 2019 and 2021. 2019 is the only one they get for sure right now. 2021 could go to the Lakers still. 2022 picks to New Orleans, unprotected if the pick doesn't confer, which I don't know what that means. 2023 is a swap, so that's really mixing oranges. If the Lakers are good, it really doesn't matter. And 2024 is unprotected first, but Pelicans get right to defer it to 2025. And then after that, it's done.
I think there's two 2027 swap, too.
No, that's it.
I think they can defer up to 2027.
That's it.
Are you sure?
Yep. That's it. I'm reading it from the Pelicans beat writer right here. I think that's the clarified version of it.
Oh, is it this person? This one?
Yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah.
So I think that doesn't sound as bad.
No.
From that aspect. So giving up, I mean, I think the Lakers, I still think it's a really good trade for the Pelicans. They still get young pieces, but the Lakers.
Well, they got the best that they could at this point.
The Lakers kept Kuz and for the most part, you know, did what they had to do and they got AD. And
yeah.
I can't be mad at it.
They did. It was the price to get AD. I mean,
yeah.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
I mean, and at the end of the day, this is going to be marked if you win a championship, basically. So we'll see how that goes. God, after free agency, we're going to be slow until football starts up.
Yeah. I just want free agency to get here. I don't care if we're slow after that. I'm going to – actually, you know what?
You're going to Summer League, right?
I might. But here's what's actually funny. Oh, actually – well, I'll talk to you about it off air. But here's what's actually funny is when the last offseason when the Lakers were about to sign LeBron, I had a Vegas trip planned around the same time and went to Summer League when LeBron signed. And now I'm going to probably do the same thing, and Anthony Davis is here.
Hey, you might see Lonzo.
And who knows? Maybe LeBron. Kawhi signs this year or Kyrie. That'd just be crazy. Two straight off seasons, two Vegas trips.
Well, you already got AD. I think that's your big. To me, I still think AD's the big guy.
Oh, and I believe so too. I believe so too.
You might see your boy LeBron and AD at Summer League.
Yeah, they've been partying. Him and Kawhi are in Vegas. I mean, they're not probably not together partying.
Who's partying?
But LeBron and AD are both, LeBron and Kawhi are both in Vegas.
Are they together?
I don't know that they're together, but they're both in Vegas.
Oh, well, Kawhi's there celebrating probably with teammates.
Yeah. But Serge Ibaka put a video of them in a lift or something.
Royce. I thought it was Rolls Royce.
Or whatever it was. And he was like on his phone and stuff. And people started making jokes like, oh, he's looking at the AD trader news. Like, oh, shit. I don't know, man. At this point,
I think
free agency is going to be good. That's all
Kawhi I'm should sign a one-year deal and just.
I think he should run it back one time with the Raptors. Yeah. See what happens. If they get bounced or they don't end up doing well, then
go to the Clippers.
Then he can always go wherever he wants next year.
He can go to the Clippers. Yeah. If he's going to go to the Clippers, that's the big shit. He should might as well just stay with Toronto and wait a year to sign with the Clippers.
Yeah.
So, with that, we'll probably end the pod.
Yeah.
Don't die out there, people.
Be careful. It's very hot.
And probably
my room's a goddamn freaking hot box right now. My AC's not working.
We may or may not push a mock draft because it's with constant changing. We'll try to get a mock draft before the draft next week. This coming week, right? What day is it? Tuesday?
Thursday.
Thursday.
Yeah.
So yeah, we'll probably try to get a mock out for that, and then we'll should we live stream the draft?
I guess I'll just say it right now what I'm doing this week. So Monday, we're going to have Javier on.
Your fingers fucking pop.
Sorry, I don't know why I'm doing that. But Monday, we're having Javier on. Thursday, I'm going to a Dodger game.
Okay, so
I'm going to be at a Dodger game Thursday. So that's why we can't. I was thinking we could get Harrison on after the draft or during the draft or do something like that. But obviously, that's probably not going to happen. So then Friday, we're going to have him on.
I guess we'll do the. We'll go through. Well, I mean, it's not going to be that much because really the top three picks are the only thing that matters.
Yeah.
I guess we'll see if any players get traded, if Lonzo gets traded. I mean, we already know who the top three are.
Yeah.
You know, it's Zion, and then it'll be Barrett.
Waiting to see what the Pelicans do with the fourth pick, whether they trade it or they keep it.
Dude, if I was a fucking Memphis Grizzlies fan, I just want like
a fucking. You used to be a Memphis Grizzlies fan.
It's my second team.
Yeah,
that's my second team.
I remember in high school.
Yeah, Warriors and Memphis Grizzlies, which I still follow. That's my team on the East.
Yeah.
That's fair. That's because
I just used to root for one team, but hey, do you
I like on well, it's because my team. My big thing's football, but my basketball is my backup, so I like to root for two teams because at least I get two teams. At least one of them's typically in the playoffs, except for Memphis has one of the worst owners in the league.
In 2 years, you could end up having none. I'm just kidding.
Oh, fucking 2 years. That could be this year.
Yeah, this year. Yeah.
If anything, it's this year, not in 2 years.
The Niners are going to be your only hope.
Oh, I want to talk Niner football really badly.
Dude, I'm ready.
Because
I'm ready for training camp.
I am hyped up, and I'm going to say this. I'm going to put Jimmy Garoppolo as my MVP candidate this season.
Dak Prescott.
Dak
Prescott's going to break out this year. He's going to throw 4,000 yards.
Is he your MVP candidate?
Him or Zeke are my two MVP candidates.
I can't fucking.
One of them, dude. That team has the potential.
Oh, we haven't even talked about Carson Wentz's contract.
Fuck Carson Wentz.
Dude, I want to jump on this real quick.
All right. We're almost at an hour here.
I don't care. No one's probably listening at this point.
Yeah.
Carson Wentz. Everybody
started listening 50 minutes ago.
Carson Wentz. Man, that guy. If Dak signs that, I can't see Dak going less than what Carson got at this point.
I think he's going to get right about the same or a little less.
I think it'll be a little bit more.
I don't think he's going to get any more than Carson Wentz.
Think he deserves to get a little more.
I think he deserves, and maybe, like I said, I think he'll get more guaranteed money.
I don't think he gets more guaranteed than Carson. Got $109 million guaranteed.
I just don't know that I think Dak wants them to be able to. To stay good with the cap.
Why do you say that? What point did Dak would care?
Because him and Zeke and all that, they look like they are about the team.
I'll be saying this.
Zeke's, and it sounds weird, but it looks
Zeke's
like
not gonna. I'll say this. Zeke ain't gonna give him a discount.
This is
his last contract. He's not getting bigger contract after this. No,
I think it's easier to give a quarterback a discount because you can give him more guaranteed money. I don't know about Zeke, but. But we'll have to wait and see.
I think he's got it. $32 million is where I start if I'm Dak at this point. It was at $30 million last 2 weeks ago, and they didn't sign me by then. Now it's at $32 million. The reason I say this is that I'm about the same type of quarterback as Carson Wentz, right? You would say?
Yeah.
The price of quarterbacks change. Yeah. And the value goes up.
And that's a good point because even if we do give him that money in a year, it's gonna look like a freaking steal if he's playing well.
Two years because
Matt Ryan's deal just last year was
Jimmy Garoppolo's was at $28 million, and now it's at the highest. And he was the highest at that point.
Yeah.
Now it's at $34 million.
Yeah.
And that's another one. I'm looking at Jimmy Garoppolo, and I'm like, if I'm Dak, I'm like, this guy a year ago signed the biggest contract in the NFL. And
he played 6 games.
And he played at that point. It was 10.
Like 10 games
or
8,
okay. Something like
8 or
that.
Something. Yeah.
And he got everything he wanted. Why can't I go get what Russell Wilson got?
I have a playoff win.
That's what I would say.
13+ wins in every season with Zeke.
If he does give a discount, because I think $32 million, $32.5 million is a discount still.
Anything
that's less than Wilson, I think, is a discount.
And I just think to me that, like, I know it sounds weird, and I know you're, you know, and it may just sound like me biased from a Cowboys fan, but I just think this team, Dak wants to make sure this team can succeed.
Do you think Dak still signs to 30 mil?
I thought he was going to be right around 30, 31.
I think.
And that's where I still think it's right about maybe 32.
I think it's at, I think it was at 30. I think now it's at 32 to 33. I think that's where it's at.
I'm fine with 32 to 33. 34 and more is where I.
Well, 32. He's giving a discount because he should be at 35 because the next quarterback is going to be at 35. And then, look, Goff is probably going to be the next – if it's not Dak, it's Goff or I mean, who else? Who else is – one of these older quarterbacks? I mean, they're going to get their money. Cowboys, if they're not going to resign him this year and they do resign him next year, they're looking at 37, 38 next year instead of 32.5.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
it's more of, do you believe in Dak? Do you think the Cowboys believe in Dak to give him a contract now or wait?
I think they believe in it to give it. I mean, maybe midway through the season.
Midway through the season, I think that's 36, 37. I don't know.
I mean, it's tough. I think if they don't give it to him by training camp, they're probably not going to get a deal done until.
Yeah, they're not going to give a deal out until next year, and I think next year's deal is going to be way big.
We'll see.
And if he deserves it, I guess we'll know if he deserves it.
If we get to a Super Bowl, possibly win a Super Bowl, and we have to pay him that money, I don't care.
Well, at least if
it'll been worth it. Play with a chip on his shoulder.
If you guys go, you know, he wins a playoff game, he's probably getting 37, 38.
Yeah, and that's I'd be
a playoff game.
I'm fine with that.
If he takes, what's the next step? Probably, you know, stop being a running team.
Yeah, I mean something like that.
But Carson Wentz got like $107 million. He's at $32 million a year. I think the $32 million is a good deal. But if I'm looking at the overall contract, $107 million, that's a lot. That's a lot of money to be stuck with a person. Because to me, the year doesn't fucking matter what you give them yearly. I think it's more of the guarantees. I would rather give them lower guarantees and pay them $35, $36 million. It doesn't matter to me. The guarantees where you're stuck at, right? You got to pay out those guarantees. The years, it doesn't, what you pay yearly doesn't matter. The guarantees what matters to me.
Yeah.
So if Dak's probably going to get like $110 million guaranteed at like 32 and a half Let me see. Let me do the math. I'll do 33 to make it easier. At 4 years. That's 132 million and 100. I would say 110 of that is guaranteed, fully guaranteed. 110, right?
Oh, for the
Carson Wentz. Yeah. So I'm saying no. I'm saying your Dak. What Dak's gonna get? Yeah. I think it's gonna be about 33 million a year, 132 million with 110 guaranteed, and they'll probably have some sort of injury. You know, I'm not sure how the outs would work. On you know, what day his contract gets full. You know, but anyway, with that. We'll end it over an hour pod. We had a lot to talk about, though.
We did have a lot to talk about.
And we didn't even talk about... There's a lot going on in the NFL. But your Rico Gathers got suspended again, but who cares?
He ain't the starter. I don't even care about that.
Is he going to make the team?
Probably not. I thought it was going to be Jarwin and Witten and Schultz anyway.
Didn't you guys have a... Did you guys draft a rookie tight end or undrafted?
No, I don't think so.
I'm surprised. Anyways, we'll end it with that. We'll have to, one of these days, we'll have a good fantasy and NFL talk. But
yeah.
Bye.